Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Add $4 for postage and handling. Access our website. Tell other people about it all around the world. Connect with our Facebook right there. Friend us on that Facebook, will you? And it'll help us to get this message out. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Let God move in your marriage to glorify Him.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Serve. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Mary Tocco. We're going to be talking about vaccination. Now, we're told that vaccination is one of the great advantages, great medical advantages of the 20th century, and in some respects, there were some amazing things that happened because of a vaccination. But the question is, what about the risk-benefit ratio? Is there much more risk than there is benefit? Well, I will tell you that certainly that when I went to Africa and I practiced in a hospital there, a black hospital in Bloemfontein, and the intensive care unit always had one or two cases of tetanus, people who had the symptoms of tetanus from an infection. I never saw a case of tetanus here in the United States in the 35 years that I practiced medicine. And certainly there were diseases there that you would never see here in the United States. Basically, of course, we've seen dramatic changes as far as the incidence of smallpox. There is no smallpox in the world today for all intents and purposes. And I know Mary, our guest today, feels that the smallpox vaccination really wasn't beneficial. I believe it was, but I believe vaccines have done some amazing things. But they've also produced so much damage and so much harm. And you do not know what's in those vaccines. And they put in all sorts of adjuvants that are frankly poisonous to you. Aluminum. Why would they put aluminum into a vaccine when they know it's a poison? Why would they put mercury into the vaccine and aspartame and sometimes even formaldehyde? I mean, they put things in the vaccines, and sometimes they put deadly diseases into the vaccines. And it is simply not by accident that the original AIDS cases here started in San Francisco and New York and Los Angeles among homosexuals, and predominantly the homosexuals who had taken an experimental hepatitis B vaccine that was administered in 1976. And in San Francisco, young man who volunteered for this hepatitis B vaccine experiment, 77% of them came down with AIDS, and most of them are dead today. Was that an accident? Well, that's we could debate that. But I don't think there's any question at all that in many of the diseases we have today, some of them have actually been caused by the contents of the vaccines. We know, for instance, that the original polio vaccine contained a simian virus, a cancer-producing virus. And, of course, it may have been just an accident, but when they knew it was there, when they knew the cancer-producing virus was there, they continued using the vaccine to use it all up. And now 30% of our population, about 30 million people, I should say, in America, carry that vaccine, a cancer-producing vaccine that goes from generation to generation. Well, that is the background, though. Let's talk to Mary, because she's worked so hard to get information out about the danger of vaccines, and I agree with almost everything she says. Mary, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's my pleasure to join you once again.
Well, you go right ahead, and well, we're going to just wait just for a moment here as we do a little work on the side, and then we'll let you just take off and talk about your concern about vaccines. But ladies and gentlemen, with anything we do, there's a risk-benefit ratio. What are the risks? What are the benefits? Well, if you certainly look at the number of people who are dying of childhood diseases before the vaccines became available, there were hardly any deaths. But they're not telling you about that. They're trying to make you feel that the improved health of our children is due to the vaccines, and it isn't.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine vitamin and plant-derived mineral complex, one bottle of bone and joint enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus essential fatty acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Mary basically says that we're told that vaccines are safe and effective. And, of course, they claim that they've done all sorts of experiments on vaccinations. And they have, you know. They've taken two groups of children. And one group of children had the one with antigen. And the other one had all the additives that are in the vaccines. In other words, they had the mercury and the aluminum and the aspartame and all of these other things that are so really dangerous for the children. And so you're comparing one set of children who are being poisoned with another set of children who are being poisoned. But as Mary points out, and very justly so, they never compare the health of children who have been vaccinated or with the health of children who have not been vaccinated? Ladies and gentlemen of one-time America's childhood health, I mean, we were number one and number two in the world. Now we're down around 30 or 40, and this is not by accident. It is part of our vaccine programs. Basically, we have so many children who died, the so-called shaken baby syndrome, or the sudden infant death syndrome.
They are in Europe.
And basically, of course, we're told these are terrible conditions and the shaken baby syndrome, and we put parents in prison. They say, well, I shook my child. But when they autopsy, they've got all sorts of hemorrhages in the brain. Well, you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, in Japan, they recognize this is directly related to vaccination, and they do not allow any child there to have a vaccination till they're over 2 years of age. And they don't see the sudden infant death syndrome. They don't see the shaken baby syndrome in Japan that we see here. Because, of course, the vaccines can certainly create an autoimmune response, and it can create certainly cerebral hemorrhages. And there are people sitting in prison today who have been put there because they said that they killed their children, or they've been claimed to kill their children. And the trouble is that some people understand that this whole thing is a lie, but they've got to cover it up. They can never let the American people understand that they've been consistently lied to. Now, the average doctor, as Mary points out, really doesn't know. He went to medical school like I did. He was indoctrinated in certain ideas, but he is never allowed to hear the other side, or if he ever hears it, he's told these people are kooks. But, of course, basically he is never allowed to hear about, for instance, comparing the children who've been vaccinated with Amish children and Mennonite children who don't take vaccines, or even children who've been vaccinated, and there are a fair growing number of children who haven't been vaccinated, and comparing their health, and you find out that the children who have not been vaccinated are far healthier and have far fewer diseases than those who have been vaccinated. Mary, you pick up the story and go from there.
Well, you're absolutely right. There has never been a large study done comparing the vaccinated to the unvaccinated, but there have been some interesting surveys done. Generation Rescue did a survey, and it was through children that lived in California and Oregon, and they found that the children who were vaccinated were 2, 3, 4 times more likely to have some sort of neurological developmental delay or attention deficit or even autism. And that was just a survey. I believe it was 17,000 parents from California and Oregon, and they have the whole thing broken down on their website, Generation Rescue, for those of you who would like to look it up. But they did see the red flags that the vaccinated children are far more likely to have asthma and these neurological illnesses compared to the unvaccinated.
And I think it's so important people understand basically the whole idea of vaccination is to boost the immune system and the immune response. But when you boost the immune system and the immune response, you can create autoimmune disease, which is what asthma is. And basically, of course, you'll find that about 1 in 9 vaccinated children has asthma, 1 in 12 has certainly severe allergies, certainly autoimmune disease, certainly the incidence of juvenile diabetes, which is an autoimmune disease, is much, much higher in the children who've been vaccinated. Basically, of course, autism used to be 1 or 2 in 10,000 children. Today, it's about 1 in 60 to 65 boys. 1 in 60 to 65 boys, their lives are ruined. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, but they assure us that vaccines are safe. And then you say, well, why don't you do the study? And they say, oh, it would be immoral to do the study and withhold the vaccine from children. I mean, that would be, I mean, we know how beneficial they are, and we don't want to hurt the children by not giving them the vaccines. But there's a wonderful study that Barbara Lowe Fisher has in her book, and we actually carry her book on vaccinations. And they actually paid the Vaccine Information Center, paid a group of researchers at the University of Illinois to compare vaccinated children with non-vaccinated children. And much to their dismay, I'm talking about the scientists who did the study, there was a marked increase in asthma and the other autoimmune-related diseases among the children who were vaccinated comparing with the others, they didn't want to come up with that result because, of course, it really, of course, undermines everything doctors believe. But the scientific studies have shown, and certainly you compare Amish and Mennonite children who'd never take vaccines to regular children, and they're ever so much healthier. Go right ahead, Mary.
Well, when you think about it, if one in 66 children were blind, how would our, you know, what would the outcry be like? One in 66. And for some reason, with the autism, because it is related to the vaccination and other environmental causes and, you know, things that are definitely contributing
to reserve it,
because of that, though, nobody is really, really taking it seriously. And yet we have this catastrophic epidemic in our midst. And I think that, you know, if one in 66 kids were blind, every television commercial on TV and every radio station around the country and every magazine and newspaper would be talking about discovering why our children are going blind. But, again, because the vaccines are related to the autism crisis, it's suppressed and ignored. I like to often talk about, you know, the different things that are in a vaccine that are untested. And there are so many questions we need answers to. For example, what materials and vaccines are getting past the blood-brain barrier? We know that vaccines contain all kinds of adjuvants, like you said. You mentioned a couple of them, you know, phenol, acetone, formaldehyde, MSG, which is monosodium glutamate, and, of course, aluminum, and traces of thimerosal mercury. What about these materials that we inject? Are they getting into the, you know, into the brain and getting through that blood-brain barrier? And we know that no vaccine ingredient belongs in the brain, but what's getting in the brain? There's no studies to show this. What are causing the intracellular problems? You know, what could the toxic adjuvants be doing to the cells of the body? No vaccine material belongs in the cells of the body, but we know that children are having intracellular issues, such as mitochondrial issues. So there's just too many questions that are not answered that need answers.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, when you ask certainly the experts, why do we have autism? Why has the incidence of autism gone from 2 in 10,000 to 1 in 66 boys? 2 in 10,000 and dramatically increased to 1 in about 66 boys. They say, we don't know, but we can assure you it's not related to the vaccines. Well, how could you assure it's not related to the vaccines when you don't know what causes it? And they will give you all sorts of things. Ladies and gentlemen, the last thing they want is for you to lose confidence in the medical profession. But unfortunately, you should lose confidence in them. You should try to get them educated. That's up to you. I mean, there's some wonderful things that physicians can do. Some of the surgery is truly miraculous. But when it gets to vaccines, you must understand there are people out there who really want to hurt children. There really are people out there who openly talk about the necessity of killing large numbers of people. You were quoting George Bernard Shaw. If you read his book, The Impact of Science on Society, he will basically tell you that there are too many people in the world, and what we need is a black death. Every generation, so that you will kill off so many people, and then people can have as many children as they want to. You'll find that on page 103, 102 and 103 of George Bernard Shaw's book, The Impact of Science on Society. George Bernard Shaw has always been lauded and applauded. He was this great humanitarian. He wanted to kill off the majority of the people, and he wanted to kill off the children as well. Basically, it reflects the attitude of an intellectual elite who believes there are too many people in the world, and we want to kill off billions of them, and they already have, if you've heard my talk, certainly on the population control, the covert agenda. You'll find out they have already killed off or prevented the birth of billions of people in the world, and they intend to kill off billions more. And vaccines is an excellent way to destroy the health, not only of our children, but of our adults as well, because giving them the flu vaccine, how many people get a flu vaccine and immediately they get ill? And the doctor says, well, it just was a coincidence. Ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't a coincidence. When you take the flu vaccine, you take an attenuated form of the virus, and if you have a weak immune system, it will begin to grow in you. Go right ahead, Mary.
Well, we all know, of course, the Gates Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates, are very much interested in reducing population.
Bill and Melinda Gates want to limit the population. That's Bill Gates' major thrust is limiting the population. So he's paying for vaccine shots all over the world. And what is his justification? He says, well, we're going to limit the population with vaccination. And then if somebody, of course, when people accused him then of using the vaccines to limit the population, which he said he was doing, he said, well, you know, if the children are vaccinated, the parents will know they're not going to die, so they're not going to want to have so many children. The reason they have so many children is their kids are going to die. So he wants to vaccinate them so the parents will know they're not going to die, so they'll have less children. If you believe that, you believe anything, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Mary Toffel. We're talking on vaccines and certainly what I believe is criminal negligence on the part of the medical establishment. Now, this is not the average doctor. This is not the average pediatrician. They're never allowed to hear. You're never going to be allowed at any medical meeting to talk about the things we're talking about. You're not going to see this in the regular medical journals. Certainly, you're not going to learn this in medical school, because of course the medical school and the meetings and the journals are all controlled by the drug companies that are complicit in this terrible, terrible scam. Let me simply give you one example of this, and that is the vaccine they try to give to every child in the nursery. It's a vaccine for hepatitis B. Now, we almost never see hepatitis B in a child. The only reason you could see it in an infant is the mother has it. And if you test the mother, you find she's positive, then you might somehow justify giving the vaccine to the newborn child. But this would be a very, very rare instances. So why do they simply give the hepatitis B vaccine to the child in the nursery? Because they make a lot of money. And they use that money then to use their vaccine programs throughout the rest of the world. Because there, throughout the rest of the world, hepatitis B is a major problem. Why is it a major problem? Well, there wasn't very much hepatitis B in the world of 20, 30 years ago, until, of course, the public health authorities came up with a wonderful idea. They were going to vaccinate everybody in the world, and they were going to give them all the regular childhood vaccines and all the other vaccines, and they set out with a massive vaccination program. They only made one little mistake. They forgot that you're supposed to use clean needles when you give a vaccine. So they use the same needle on dozens or hundreds of people, and they spread hepatitis B to the point where over 2 billion people, that's B with a billion, contracted hepatitis B, and a large number of them still have it. Sometimes you can get over it, but people are dying throughout the world of hepatitis B that was brought on by a worldwide vaccination program where they simply forgot and used dirty needles. Now, basically, here in the United States, the vaccine that's used and the one used throughout the world is a recombinant vaccine. What is it? It is simply one molecule that appears on the membrane of the hepatitis B, and they have that one molecule, and they can give that to you and introduce it into your body. Your body then builds up antibodies to that one molecule, and that one molecule
you have to have that
when you come in contact with hepatitis B at some time later in life. And, of course, probably by the time you get around to coming in contact with hepatitis B, while you no longer have any immunity, because the immunity only lasts maybe 5 or 6 years, and this is not when children get this. You get this by sex or by the illicit use of drugs, intravenous drugs. But basically what happens, of course, is certainly you have now a molecule, you have an immunity to the molecule, but the molecule is very similar to the molecule you find in myelin that lines all of your nerves in your spinal column and in your brain. And as a result of this, now you have autoimmune disease to your own myelin sheaths. And this is why in the so-called nurses study, where they compared the incidence of multiple sclerosis among nurses who took the hepatitis B vaccine, and those who didn't, you got 3 times as much multiple sclerosis in the group that got the vaccine. But nobody ever wants to talk about that. Dr. Bonnie Dunbar, the leading vaccinologist, one of the leading vaccinologists in this country, had the audacity to speak out on this. Her life was threatened. I'm not joking. She told me this personally. And she has actually been forced to flee to live in Africa. She lives in Kenya today. She lives in the farm where the film Out of Africa came from. And they bought that farm, she and her husband. But, of course, they threatened to kill her. Why? Because she spoke out against the vaccine. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. these people are deadly serious. Have you ever heard that story before I told it, Mary?
Yes, and I have heard it because I had the honor of listening to Dr. Bonnie. I met her back at a conference in the 90s.
It's not.
And I did get to hear her speak about the hepatitis B.
But did she tell you about her life being threatened and that's why she left the country?
No, I heard that from you.
And right, that's what she told. She told me that personally. But ladies and gentlemen, she's living over there in Kenya. Why? Because she spoke out. And believe me, this is one reason why most doctors don't want to speak out, because they'll be targeted. And they will make your life miserable. And I know that because I took on the medical establishments over the AIDS epidemic and the mishandling of the AIDS epidemic. And because they did not do what I suggested, and doctors who were backing me suggested, we've killed tens of millions of people throughout the world of AIDS. I wrote a book called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. It is unnecessary. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Price. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Mary was certainly quoting from an article that came out of Harvard, where basically they equated the hepatitis B vaccine with the increase in the incidence of multiple sclerosis. Let me repeat that. They actually equated the incidence of hepatitis B vaccine with the increase in the incidence of multiple sclerosis. And that is because basically the recombinant molecule that they use in the hepatitis B vaccine is simply, it's a molecule they create, and it's exactly like the molecule that lines that's in the myelin that lines your nerve sheaths. And so you become autoimmune to your own nervous tissue. And this is why we have such a high incidence of multiple sclerosis. They know all of these things, and you can look up the nurse's study on the internet. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I believe that the hepatitis B vaccine is criminal negligence. They know what they're doing to our children. They know there's no danger. They know there's far more risk from taking the vaccine than from simply the chance of you getting the hepatitis B. And if you do, why, most people clear it on their own. Most healthy children will do that. There is no problem at all. But, of course, the problem is not the disease. The problem, of course, is the vaccination, which they've sold the American people on, and I believe it's criminal negligence.
Out of the
now, before we go on, Mary, I want you to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get your blog site, how they can get your material, and Mary's got a lot of great material, a lot of great resources. You want to go to our website, you want to get her information. Mary, you go right ahead and tell our listeners how they get in touch with you and get your information.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. My website is childhoodshocks.com, and on that website you're going to see a lot of information about many of the infectious illnesses that we vaccinate for, because I want you to understand the illnesses, and I also go into statistics about death rate from those illnesses as well. You're also going to see on there that I have a educational DVD called Our Vaccine Safe. This is a 2-DVD set, about 3 hours of a public lecture that I've done. It goes into vaccine ingredients, production, congressional hearings. Many of the facts that you're hearing today on this program will be included in there. And for anybody who orders it and uses the coupon code Mary, M-A-R-Y, my first name, they will get 30% off. I'm doing this for Dr. Stan all week long. So simply go to the coupon on the checkout page and put in coupon code Mary, and you will automatically get 30% off, because I am on a mission to reach people about the dangers of vaccines. And then you can also join me on Facebook. I reach about 1 million people with my different posts. My Facebook page is Mary Tocco, T-O-C-C-O, and I have a professional page that you can like, and when you like it, you will get all of my informative posts that have to do with everything related to natural health care, vaccinations, and things going on in the world that I think people really need to know about.
All right, fine. Well, I certainly agree with you. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment on this subject. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're destroying the lives of children, and they know what they're doing. Now, I'm not saying the average doctor has any knowledge of the things we're talking about, but believe me, there are people at the upper echelons of the CDC who are part of this. And as I mentioned earlier, I was involved with the AIDS epidemic early on, trying to get them to use standard and effective public health measures to try to stop the spread of this disease. And we were blocked at every turn. I certainly had the backing of the doctors in my community. I eventually had the backing of the doctors of the California Medical Association, but that didn't matter what the doctors wanted. The people who were running organized medicine had a different agenda, and they were going to kill as many people as they could with AIDS. Oh, fortunately, the disease is not as communicable as they hoped. Well, of course, in Botswana today, and they test every pregnant woman as of about 4 years ago. 46% of all of the pregnant women in Botswana were HIV positive, and they're all going to die, ladies and gentlemen. They're all going to die. This is not imaginary. This is real. And of course, it's either the greatest public health failure of all time or the most successful genocidal policy. I went back to the CDC. I talked to the doctors. Some of them are wonderful people. Jim Curran, who was in charge of the division having to do with AIDS, I thought was a fine, dedicated individual. But there were people there who was very obvious were there to deceive, and they did not want to stop this epidemic, and they have succeeded. We've already killed certainly about 600,000 Americans, another million.
A lot of oil out there.
Then a quarter of people are infected, and most of them are going to die. They've already killed 30 or 40 million people throughout the world, another 30 or 40 million people infected. a very successful genocidal policy. People find this hard to believe. And yet, of course, the areas where this, certainly, the disease is spread were the areas where they gave an experimental hepatitis B vaccine back in 76, 77. And certainly that was given here in America to homosexuals. Primarily in San Francisco, New York, and Los Angeles, and that is where the epidemic began, in homosexuals, in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and in New York City. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Would they put things into vaccines that could hurt people? Yeah, absolutely. And if you haven't heard my talk on it by stealth and deception, you need to get it, and it will give you the background of what is happening as far as the vaccination programs. You go right ahead, Mary. And once again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have any question at all about what this is about, go up on the internet and type in Population Control Agenda, Population Control Agenda, or Stan Monteith, Population Control Agenda, or Radio Liberty, Population Control Agenda. And millions of people have read that and understand there really is a genocidal program that is underway today. Go right ahead, Mary.
Well, I think, as you know, Dr. Stan, flu season is coming for people who don't know how to build up their body and protect themselves. And so the big push right now is going to be get your seasonal flu vaccine. And I think people really need to understand that the flu vaccines that they're giving us or recommending that people take are bioengineered vaccinations that are a combination of many different viruses, usually up to three viruses. And this supposedly H1N1 virus that was the big 2009 and 2010 pandemic was created in a laboratory. It actually goes back to the flu that killed people back in 1919 and 1918. There was one year back then when we did have a huge Spanish flu virus pandemic that killed a lot of people. But like the dinosaur, it was extinct. And it wasn't until 1997 that a viral pathologist was successful in recreating it. And it was the H1N1 virus. And Science Magazine reported it, that the virus was recently reconstructed at the CDC because they want to create a vaccine in case it ever comes back again. And the pathologist, his name was Traubenberger, and he currently works with the National Institute of Health. But the H1N1 that we got flu season 2009 and 2010 was actually a recombinant made of swine, bird, and human viruses. And it was, you know, one of those things that I believe they brought out, and I believe if they continue, we will eventually have a flu pandemic. I believe the vaccines are designed to make us sick. And right now I'm helping a lot of doctors and nurses who don't want to take the flu shot, but they're being told that if they don't take the flu shot, they're going to get fired from their jobs. So this is another way that they're forcing vaccinations in the workplace. And one of the things I hear consistently from them is every year people get the flu shot and we end up seeing them at the emergency room sicker than they've ever been sick before, dehydrated, vomiting, and they are afraid to get the vaccine because they know that it can make people very sick. So,
and not only that, but most of the vaccines have mercury in them. Basically, what they did was they took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines, and they said, we're not going to put mercury in childhood vaccines anymore. Parents are worried. There's nothing to worry about. They know there's no danger from mercury, but we're going to take it out of the childhood vaccines, and immediately they turned around and put mercury into the vaccines that are given to children. Now, they took mercury out of the childhood vaccines, but then they immediately mandated that children take the flu vaccine, influenza vaccine, that contain mercury in it. So basically, despite the fact that most parents don't know this, if the parents follow through with what their doctor tells them, they will end up with far more mercury from taking their yearly flu shots than they ever would have from their childhood vaccines. They know exactly what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. I had a friend of mine who actually went through the computer files at the, I think it was in Atlanta, Georgia, the CDC. And basically, they actually had records where they could compare certainly what happened to children who actually took vaccines that had mercury in them and those that did not. And this is Dr. David Geyer and his son, Mark Geyer. And basically, of course, what they found, what the CDC had found, and this was a study done by Kaiser, that there was 27 times more neurological problems vaccines with mercury in them than if you took vaccines that didn't have mercury in them. And so what did the CDC do when Dr. Geyer brought this out after going through their computer files? Why, the CDC did the logical thing. They destroyed the computer files. And then they went after Dr. Geyer, and they've destroyed his life and the life of his son. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. They kill people. They destroy them. We're dealing with certainly diabolical and evil people, and they have killed millions of people with their vaccines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got John calling from Spokane. John, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I have three quick questions, please. The first question is, on one of your programs, Dr. Stan, you had somebody who had a website, and on that website,
growing debt,
you can click on each of the vaccines, and it tells you what are the ingredients, and then you can click on those various ingredients, and it'll tell you what those actually are. Do you happen, or the guests happen to know, if there is such a website?
Yes.
Or did I misunderstand it? And if so, what it is?
Mary, go right ahead.
Yes, it is called, it is the World Association for Vaccine Education, WAVE, and their website is www.novaccine.com, and it is a wonderful website. And literally, you can pull up every single make and model. You can look at the vaccine ingredients. Then you can actually go to an ingredient list, click on that ingredient list from A to Z, and it will give you some scientific information about the ingredients. Now, I will say the list has got, oh, my goodness, probably 150, 200 ingredients. Not all of them are linked up to their scientific, definition. But any of the really, really important ones are. The wonderful vaccine website called novaccine.com, and I am associated with that website.
Okay, anything else, John? Second question.
How do you spell no on no vaccine?
N-O, no.
Okay, because I wasn't sure if it was K-N-O-W or N-O.
That thought crossed my mind, too, but no vaccine, John. Go ahead.
Okay, next question is, Dr. Stan or Mary, do you know what happened to Jane Burgermeister after that whole thing where she exposed the vaccines that were tainted with the H5N1?
I did see a video of her that was circulating, a long, wonderful video, where she was basically saying that she was being harassed, that they were taking her to court, that they were really, really giving her a hard time.
That's our economy.
And that she was fighting to just keep the information out there. That was probably 3 or 4 months ago.
Well, why don't you bring me up to, because I'm not up to date on that, so why don't you tell us about it, either John or Mary, one of you, tell us, who is this woman and what was the information on H5F1? Go ahead, N1.
John, go ahead and give some history if you'd like, because I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, well, what I read at the time, this is just before H1N1, that what had happened was, one of the pharmaceutical houses in Austria, and the name will come to me in a second, but Baxter AG in Austria, they shipped 73 kilos of annual flu vaccine to Czechoslovakia, and it was supposed to be then distributed throughout Europe. It was enough for 1 million doses of
no longer
vaccine. In those, what had happened was, one of the scientists who received it, and they didn't expect him to do this, he tested it on ferrets and found that it contained live bird flu.
No, was this H1N1 or was this the
H5N1?
Okay, was the vaccine for H1N1? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So it was a vaccine for H1N1, but it had H5N1 in it. Okay, fine.
No, not exactly. Nope. There was nothing on the news up at that time about H1N1. And H1N1, this was to be the start of the avian bird flu world pandemic. And it was nipped in the bud. And what happened was they had purchased all this flu vaccine and what have you to counter it, and then they found themselves with no event. So they created this non-event event in Mexico and to get everybody vaccinated. But Jane Burgermeister broke this whole thing. Later, she lost her job for the publication where she worked. I think she'd be a great guest, Stan, to get on sometime. Because she's she literally put her life on the line to break this story.
John, you track down her telephone number, get it to me, and I will get her on. Okay?
Okay.
And that sounds so reminiscent of that wonderful story by Tom Clancy, Rainbow Six. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never read Rainbow Six and you don't mind a little spicy novel, it is a great story, but as Tom Clancy says in the foreword to Rainbow Six, this information is true. And this is information the government doesn't want you to know. Presented in novel form. What a wonderful, wonderful story. What's your third question, John?
The third question is, I heard on a news, and Mary, perhaps maybe you can elaborate on this, that a scientist named Wong at the University of Wisconsin-Madison had, in the laboratory, produced the H5N1 bird flu virus. Now they have it. And now it's just a matter, you know, they had to do it before somebody else did it or something like that. And I'd like to find out what's the story on that and if that's our next big pandemic.
Basically, of course, what they've done is make this much more contagious. They found out it only affects birds ordinarily, very rarely people. But when it gets into people, it's very lethal. So what do? They spend millions of dollars to find out how to make it more communicable among people who were not susceptible before.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Having you, and I think we have one more program to do, don't we?
Yes, we do, Dr. Steve.
Okay, God bless.
Tomorrow morning, God bless you, and thank you so much.
Thank
for
you.
All that you do.
Thank you for the last 33 years of research. God bless.
Yeah, you're welcome. God bless.
Bye bye. Okay, fine. That's Mary Talko and Sydney. You can certainly listen to these programs on the internet. They're archived. Basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, you're positioned to help us. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Get our Forest Best tapes of the month and our newsletter. Just get our newsletter. If you have a product you'd like to advertise with us, we'd love to have advertisement. We need to, Chris, the finances. It costs $50,000 a month just to keep this programs up there, and all the time we have to buy on radio stations. We've had to drop some of our shortwave, but we've kept 1 hour of our shortwave in the afternoon. Basically, of course, we have you can certainly get our programs on a KU satellite if you have a dish for that. You can get us on internet if you have a telephone with unlimited minutes. While you can listen to our programs, our afternoon programs for 2 hours every day. And suddenly we have radio stations across America. We're blessed to have the outlets. Of course, internet is such a wonderful means of getting the information out all over the world. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Now, don't forget, we're doing an all-day conference on the 21st of October, and that's going to be here in the Central Coast of California, the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, where we always have it. We're going to serve lunch. Program is going to begin at 8:15, go to 6 in the evening. It should be a great time. So if you can make it, give us a call. You need reservations. And if you need hotel reservations, we'll get all the information. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we have My Talk on this. I believe it's by Stealth and Deception. And you just ask for My Talk on vaccines, and they'll get it for you, 1-800-544-8927. We give you the whole overview of vaccinations, the information you're not going to get through other channels. And then, of course, we carry the book by on vaccines by the woman who runs the Vaccine Information Center. That's Barbara Lowe Fisher. We have several other excellent books on vaccines. You can just call in our 1-800-544-8927. We have large books on vaccines. We have small books on vaccines. We have four tape sets on vaccines. We have my DVD by Stealth and Deception. Because basically, ladies and gentlemen, that's what it's all about. The last thing they want you to know is that they're poisoning your children, and they're poisoning you, they're poisoning the elderly, and suddenly they're killing them off with, of course, the flu vaccination in the name actually of saving their lives. And you're not saving their lives because so many people became extremely ill and not after they take the vaccines, and when you're older, you just don't tolerate it so well. And not only that, of course, but there's mercury in it, and they know how toxic the mercury is, especially to the brains. And, of course, at that age, fostering Alzheimer's, dementia, and other mental problems. Now, Sydney, we hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, coming to our meetings, listen to our programs on the internet. You can listen 24 hours a day, either to live or archive programs. Your job is to tell other people about what's going on. Get them to understand the various issues that we talk about here. And, of course, sometimes we repeat our issues, but we think that they're vitally important. You must understand that they are intentionally and purposely poisoning our children. If you've not heard my talk on population control, the covert agenda, vaccination is part of that. But the DVD is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a new DVD. It's called Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and ministers and Alex Jones and Chuck Crismeyer. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Rosalind Peterson, who certainly has worked for government agencies in the past, but in the last few years, she's been trying to expose the very real danger of the spraying that is taking place. And, of course, the fact that they, many times when they put rockets up into the sky, why, of course, they'll be carrying canisters that contain aluminum or aluminum products, or aluminum, certainly the hydroxide, aluminum, all sorts of aluminum products and other toxic products that they're using to put a cap up in the stratosphere, supposedly to reflect heat and, of course, then to prevent global warming, of course. Many of us believe that they're not preventing global warming, but it's producing global warming. But be that as it may, Rosalind Peterson's on the front lines of this. And, of course, they, basically among themselves, they openly talk about the importance of spraying. And they actually are spraying, but they can't let people understand what the contrails that are up there. They can't understand the spraying that is going on. Rosalind, you pick up the story.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's an honor and a privilege to be on your show again today, and I want to thank you very much for having me as your guest. As always, it's a pleasure to be here and to explore various subjects with you over time. I do want to say that I have put up a new section on my website, agriculturedefensecoalition.org, and it's the geoengineering section, and it's you can either click on New Mexico or you can click on geoengineering, the New Mexico section. And I wanted to talk about a proposal by a clique of scientists who've been proposing putting sulfur or aluminum oxide into the atmosphere in order to supposedly cool the planet. And what happens is these particles and chemicals are supposed to be reflective enough to reflect sunlight back into space and away from Earth, and thereby the thought is that this will cool the planet. We do know from some of the research that it isn't going to cool the planet. It isn't a fix at all. What it's going to do is mask some warming temperatures so that it will be harder to tell if the planet is warming. But in reality, the particles and chemicals like sulfur, aluminum oxide, or titanium dioxide are human health hazards, plant hazards, environmental hazards on a monumental scale. And when we put them into the atmosphere, even these promoters of geoengineering schemes like solar radiation management, which merely means reflecting direct sunlight away from the Earth to cool it, that these chemicals and particles will come back down to Earth and impact all of us.
Well, I think that we should really be concerned about this, but there's no way you can put the aluminum up in the stratosphere without having it come down and get into the soil. We know it's getting into the bark of the trees. We know it's getting into the water. We know it's getting into the oceans. We know it's getting into the whales. And basically, they're contaminating the whole Earth with this. And it's just sort of an experiment to see what'll happen. And basically, the fact that you're not hearing about this, anybody talks about the contrails, and, oh, but have you noticed the sky is nowhere near as blue and beautiful as it used to be? This is not by accident. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. Our guest is Rosalind Peterson. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
This is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Rosalind Peterson, and she's come across a series of articles. Well, we're certainly from these scientists who want to experiment with our atmosphere, and they're talking about doing massive spraying with sulfur. And, of course, that sulfur then will come back to Earth. Would that be sulfuric acid, or would it be a precursor of sulfuric acid? What form would the sulfur come back to Earth with?
Well, it probably would come back to as sulfuric acid, but it's hard to know because it's going to mix with other particles and chemicals like chlorine in the atmosphere. It's going to mix with water vapor, and it changes form when it mixes with water vapor and chlorine in the atmosphere, and that's what depletes beneficial atmospheric ozone. And they do know from volcanoes and watching what happens when sulfur is put up into the atmosphere from these volcanoes that it comes down in the form of acid rain. So it could take different forms as it moves about in the environment, mixing with water vapor and other types of chemicals. And then when it returns to Earth, the consequences could be quite dramatic.
All right, fine. Well, now, basically, how far along are they? When are they going to actually do the spraying? Do they have the funds for it? Who's going to put up the money for it?
Well, what happens is to already have noted that they're going to do this at a NASA facility. In other words, this at this NASA facility. And here's what it says in the New York Times about this. It says, two Harvard professors said Tuesday they were developing a proposal for what would be a first-of-its-kind field experiment to test the risks and effectiveness of a geoengineering technology for intervening in the Earth's climate. The experiment, which would be conducted from a balloon launch from a NASA facility in New Mexico, would involve putting micro amounts of sulfate particles into the air with the goal of learning how they combine with water vapor and affect atmospheric ozone. The researchers James G. Anderson, a professor of atmospheric chemistry, and David W. Keith, whose field is applied physics, said the amounts involved would be so small that they would have no effect on climate locally, regionally, or globally.
It was not going to have any effect, then why are they doing it?
Well, that was my question about this comment that this Dr. Anderson made. He says, this is an experiment that is completely non-intrusive. But here's the problem. If you're going to do an experiment, you have to make it large enough to have some effect. It says, putting sulfate particles also affect chlorine in the atmosphere, converting it to a form that destroys ozone, a gas that shields the Earth from harmful solar radiation. So before anyone can seriously suggest injecting sulfates into the atmosphere, the effect on ozone must be studied, the researchers said. Well, if you're going to have an effect on the ozone, according to David Keith, then how can you have a tiny experiment that would have no effect at all? It makes no sense.
That's absolutely right. I mean, why bother to do it if you're not going to have an influence on it?
That's right. So, in other words, they're talking about doing a study that would have no effect, but why do they have to have a full proposal? And they wanted to receive funding for the experiment at taxpayer expense. Now, this is being promoted by Microsoft founder Bill Gates. This is being promoted by, in other words, there's a small group of a clique, sort of geoengineering. They call themselves geoengineering scientists, and they said that It says that the tiny amounts of particles into the atmosphere should involve public funding and public governance. But they have wrote many articles to the effect, stating that they don't want any public governance, that they should be able to do this without with public funding, however, but without public governance. And to say that they already have a site, in other words, at Fort Sumner, a site and it's a NASA facility, means that they're already getting or going to get public funding at taxpayer expense to conduct this research project.
Well, it sounds sort of absurd to me. Basically, is anybody really talking about this? Are they really going to be able to go ahead and do this?
Well, they say they are. In other words, they say that they're getting this ready to go. And the SPICE experiment, we already know the scientists were ready to implement it, but through protests and other problems from the public, public protests and then other problems that they, difficulties that they had with some other issues, not related to the project, but they had some other problems, so they had to stop the project. Well, the objection to the project from David Keith and these other scientists about the SPICE project in the UK was that they had announced the date in advance so people would know and rally against it.
Well, Rosalind, are you really concerned about this? Now, they're going to do this down in New Mexico. Is that the whole idea?
That's the whole idea, yes.
And is the whole idea that there are not that many people in New Mexico, so they can't do that much harm?
Well, that's not true. What happens if their experiment goes awry?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying, is it their contention they do it in New Mexico because it would do less harm? Are they really concerned about the possibility that something sinister could happen? Is there any way to do this on a very limited scale before they start a massive program?
Well, they're considering the way they're writing it up. They're saying, oh, well, this is a little tiny experiment. But the problem is, what happens if it goes awry? Once you put these chemicals into the upper atmosphere, you can't just take it back and say, gee, we made a mistake. It had all these drastic consequences. They admit, David Keith admits, that some of these things are risky and have unintended consequences. But you see, when you're talking about using our own Earth's atmosphere and you make a mistake, the consequences could go on for years. And you can't just reverse it and take it back.
Sure. Well, I share your concern, Rosalind. Basically, they've made so many mistakes through the years, and they've done such terrible, terrible damage to our environment. And I'm not certain that that's all a mistake. I believe that there really are some wicked people out there who have a much different view of what needs to be done. There are people who would like, of course, to drastically limit the population of the Earth. One of those people is Bill and Melinda Gates, and they are certainly spending billions of dollars to limit the population of the Earth. So I would think we
more
would
sour.
Be very, very suspicious of anything they were backing.
Well, I think so, and I also think that why without public hearings, why without, in other words, any permission or public knowledge of the consequences, why would they just tell us that they're going to put in this experiment? In other words, they say on the one side they want public participation and input, but on the other side they're telling us they're going to conduct the experiment. And they were angry because the scientists who wanted to do this in the UK put out the date that they were going to do the experiment in advance. And David Keith and these others were highly critical of this part of it because they realized that people would mobilize and that people would stop the experiment. And that's why they were upset about this.
Well, has there been any organized opposition to doing this in New Mexico? Do the people in New Mexico know? Or do they control the media down there so the information isn't getting out? And you mentioned there were other reasons they've held off on doing this. Is it because there is resistance, or is it simply some technical problems that's holding them back from proceeding?
No, the resistance from several groups and the public in the UK stopped the experiment. And there was some, they talked about some patent issues, but I don't think that that's really what happened. I think that what happened was that the public rose up and said no. And, there is opposition, in New Mexico, a woman by the name of Rose Vaccaro. And her email address is nmgoengineering at AOL.com. She lives in Albuquerque, and that's NM for New Mexico, geoengineering at AOL.com. You can contact her because she's going to put up a real fight about this and say, no, we don't want this experiment conducted in New Mexico under any terms, because we don't know what the consequences are going to be of this particular project. And if they put the sulfur up, it mixes with chlorine. The issue here is that if you lose beneficial atmospheric ozone, or these particles and chemicals come down in another area or another state, what happens then is that we're gonna suffer the consequences of their experiment. And
well,
so,
well, what could there be? Could this poison the ground? Could it poison the plants or the trees? What about animals and human beings? What effect would it have? Or do we know?
Oh yes, we do. We definitely know. In other words, we definitely know. Here's a couple of things for your audience that we can talk about with regard to this subject.
Okay, what do we know?
Okay, first of all, we know that sulfur dioxide causes developmental and reproductive toxicity.
All right, fine. So basically, of course, if you believe in population control, that's great. You would not have any control over it. And both, I assume it affects both men and women?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and then when you have UVB radiation from depletion of atmospheric ozone, then you have impacts on crops. You have impacts on not only our human health and cancer-causing radiation, but you have the acid rain from the particulates coming down, which impacts
trees. Hold that thought.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the pig pack plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris Roslin's telling us what they're doing, because they're going to have a real lobbying program. They're going to go to Washington, D.C. They're going to try to get information out on this grotesque and certainly very dangerous program that they want to, of course, to release the sulfur into the atmosphere. What right do they have to contaminate our atmosphere? Well, these people are intellectuals. They're above, certainly, right and wrong. They're the elite that rule the world, and they tie into the universities that certainly want to experiment. But they don't want any, certainly, opposition. There had been tremendous opposition in England. They had to cancel the experiments of this sort over there. So they're going to try to do this in New Mexico. Fortunately, there is opposition there as well. If you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, the statement will be made, well, after all, this is simply an experiment. It's all about science. Ladies and gentlemen, there really are people like Bill and Melinda Gates that want to kill off most of the world's population. If you haven't read my Population Control Agenda monograph, you need to get it. If you haven't heard or seen my talk on population control, the COVID agenda, you need to get that, because you need to understand there is a population control agenda. They've already killed several billion people. That's not million, that's billion, or prevented the birth of several million people. A billion people, and of course they keep doing all of these things, and I believe they creating new diseases. I believe, of course, they are planning on increasing famine here, and certainly we begin to see just the early parts of the famine as it coming along, and basically, of course, then war, and war is such an effective means of killing large numbers of people. But of course, if you could actually contaminate the air and contaminate the water, think of all the damage you could do. And people say, I don't believe there could be anybody that would be that evil. And yet, of course, I would like to assure you there really are. And if you doubt it, you need to read my treatise. It's on the Internet, The Population Control Agenda. The Population Control Agenda. Let's go to Charles, calling us from Michigan. Hi, Charles. How are we doing?
We're doing great. How about you?
Doing fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, well, that and a comment. I used to work outside all the time, and I think they've already done something, because the sun feels like it's about three times hotter than it used to be when I was out there. It's a noticeable difference, you know, and I'm used to it, and I can't take it. It's just too hot, you know.
Well,
and that's go ahead.
Go ahead. What do you say to Charles Roslin? Charles seems to think it's getting hotter and hotter. Are we seeing some increase in temperature? Is it real? Is there any possibility this is actually man-made from some of these grotesque experiments?
Well, one of the things we know, and I've been working in the agricultural field for many years, is that there's been atmospheric experiments ongoing since the 1960s. And starting in the late 1980s, there became a very increasing amount of atmospheric experimentation by the U.S. government, the U.S. Navy, the U.S. Air Force, space shuttles were conducting atmospheric experiments. There was using of aluminum oxide, barium, strontium, other types of atmospheric testing. So what happened was that some of this testing has begun to impact our environment. And one of the things you're talking about the sun feeling hotter, even if the ambient temperature, say, is 80 degrees, there are times when you're out in the sun and the sun is so hot that you can hardly scan it on your skin. And people talk about the temperature being so hot as to be, in other words, that they can't stand it on their heads. They have to wear a hat. They have to wear long sleeve shirts because the sun intensity is just like it's cooking you. And when we experience this, crops tend to burn up. The leaves shrivel on agricultural crops. It looks like they're frosted. The tops of trees crisp. There's all kinds of problems associated with this type of phenomenon that's going on. And when we conduct these tests and we're beginning to relate them, we're finding that the effects of this are the increased intensity so that the sun in the infrared field feels much hotter than normal.
Are we seeing a lot more of this recently than we have in the past, Roslyn?
Yes. I think we are because the intensity of the forest fires have changed where they burn hotter and at higher temperatures than ever before, higher into the atmosphere. And the intensity of the sun and the higher UV radiation levels would have some effect on this and the intensity of the fires.
Well, do you think this is somehow related to this global spring that they have, the atmospheric spring?
I think that our atmospheric experiment...
Hold that thought.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We had Charles calling us from Michigan, I believe. And basically, if Charles was just saying that they have, you know, they've had trees, you know, they'd always have nice green leaves up until all the winter time. But of course, because of the intensity of the sun right now, why the leaves are already off of this, and Sydney and Rosner was talking about talking to farmers across the country who are complaining the sun seems to be
not so much
hotter than it was. And it is almost certainly, when it comes to certain crops, it's almost cooking those crops, certainly on their vines. I noticed basically we had some beautiful bougainvilleas, and one we had sort of in the shade, one we had in the sun. And the one, of course, in the sun looks almost like it had been cooked. The one with the in the shade is beautiful, of red flowers, just blooming on this bougainvillea. And because Rosalind is saying that she's well aware that the sun seems to be ever so much hotter today than it has been in the past. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have people experimenting with our atmosphere. They're putting up contrails. They're putting up spraying, and suddenly they are doing all sorts of things to alter our atmosphere to create a layer up above it. Would that be in the stratosphere? Would that be in the ionosphere? What level are they putting these spraying into, Rosalind?
Well, they're conducting tests at all levels at this point. But the U.S. Navy is very proud of the fact that they have put up an artificial ionosphere. They're very proud of the fact that they have put up an aluminum oxide dust cloud over the eastern seaboard. They're very the Navy and NASA and the U.S. Air Force are conducting multiple atmospheric experiments all the time. And I've listed a lot of them on my website, Agriculture Defense Coalition. You can look up aluminum or barium. You can look up different types of upper atmospheric experiments on the website. And you can look at some of the geoengineering proposals and experiments
up in North Dakota
are now ongoing, like ocean iron fertilization, which is we now know is harming the oceans. So we do know that these experiments are going on, but there's a portion here in which the public has been kept out of the loop, and I think it's time that the public gets into the loop and starts to say no to some of these atmospheric experiments.
Well, see, basically, of course, they're going to say, oh, well, it's all in the name of science. Ladies and gentlemen, they're scientists who hate humanity. And if you read their writings, they will tell you they want to eliminate most of the people in the world. And you know a better way to, certainly, to destroy civilization than, of course, to poison the air and to poison the water and to poison the food. People say, why, that couldn't be going on today if it were. Why, Rush Limbaugh would tell us, and I will tell you, Rush Limbaugh wouldn't tell you, because he would not be getting this $40 to $60 million a year that he's getting if he were to tell the truth. That's why those of us who do tell the truth have to buy our own time on radio stations, but at least we're getting the information, and thank goodness for all those other people out there getting the truth out as well. And thank goodness for Rosin Peterson, who's on the front lines, keeping us advised as to what's going on. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But before we go on, Rosalind, I want you to get out your website. Please repeat it several times so people could be able to get there. Where they can get your information, I will tell you. Rosalind's website is a wonderful, wonderful website. Show me the thousands and thousands of articles there that you can pull down and access them. And she's done the work. You have the access to this information. They're destroying our environment. The level of aluminum in the blubber of whales has gone up 2,000%. They're poisoning the whales. And if they're poisoning the whales, you can be sure they're poisoning the fish and they're poisoning the elephants. And where is the environmentalist when we need them? And of course they are, well, of course their silence is noticeable because of course the environmental movement is funded by exactly these same people. And they will screech at unimportant things and totally ignore things that are poisoning you and your family. Go right ahead, Rosalind.
Well, I want to talk about just one thing here. The U.S. EPA and California EPA have published a report talking about just for sulfur dioxide here, and they are published evidence on humans for humans and animals as well. But there's evidence on the developmental and reproductive toxicity of sulfur dioxide. This is a recent February 2011 California EPA article and report, and it's got the full report, and there's an executive summary. One of the things that I wanted to talk about with this is that they talk about that male reproductive, in other words, ability, and low sperm counts, other things, can be caused by sulfur dioxide and a few other chemicals in combination with one another. But they have put this in, and it's listed on the Proposition 55 requires all chemicals to be listed that cause cancer or reproductive toxicity. Sulfur dioxide is listed here. So when we talk about just, well, we're going to put up some sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere, and we act like, well, this is no big deal. It is a big deal because they have now, they know that it causes male reproductive toxicity and that it's from sulfur dioxide exposure.
But, of course, Rosalind, if you want to, of course, prevent conception, if you want to decrease and want to destroy fertility, do you know a better way to go about it than the way they're going about it? If you're looking at it logically, it doesn't make any sense. If you understand there's another agenda, there really are people out there who want to limit fertility, who want to limit, certainly, the lifespan of people. There are too many people in the world, and they honestly believe it would be far better off if we could drastically reduce the number of people in the world, as I say. If you haven't read the book, certainly, by Tom Clancy, Rainbow Six by Tom Clancy, you need to get it and read it. It's fiction. But he starts out in the very beginning, says, the book may be fiction, but it's based upon fact. And there's information here the government doesn't want you to know. There's information here the government doesn't want you to know. That's in the foreword to the book. Rosalind, before we go on, though, I want you to get out your website so people will know how to get your information. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How can people get to your website?
If you go to agriculturedefensecoalition.org, and go to that page and then click on categories. There's an alphabetical listing of all of the things I have on my website, government documents, report, research studies, university studies, newspaper articles. There's a lot there. One of the things I want to say is that if you click on the New Mexico section, you can read about this New Mexico experiment and find out additional information. Because otherwise, if they get this one underway, they're going to conduct much more. And David Keith, one of the promoters, is also talking about using airplanes to put up aluminum oxide into the atmosphere as a reflective particle to reduce sunlight as well. So it's not just sulfur, it's aluminum oxide. And now they're talking about a highly toxic chemical, titanium dioxide, that they're also talking about putting up to whiten the skies and make things more reflective so that we supposedly cool the earth. But another issue here is that when you start doing this, you start changing the weather, local weather patterns, you start changing the climate, you're going to impact agriculture. And as these particles and chemicals come down, you're going to change the pH and composition of the soil, which is going to be another factor in changing how much food is produced. So these so-called group of geoengineering promoters are talking about doing things which are going to have tremendous impact on all of us. And one of the things I want to talk about is the National Science Foundation. There's a study, and what they've talked about, it says here, and I'm going to quote, a much-discussed idea to offset global warming by injecting sulfate particles into the atmosphere would have a drastic impact on Earth's protective ozone layer. New research concludes. And it's the study led by Simone Tilms of the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado, warns that such an approach would delay the recovery of the Antarctic ozone hole by decades and cause significant ozone loss over the Arctic.
Simple.
So this study was funded by the National Science Foundation. So what happens is that it is very clear from research that we already know that these proposals are not going to be beneficial to any of us.
And yet they're bound and determined to do them anyway.
We might get...
Yes, because I think that they want the glory and the power, and they want to be able to use our atmosphere as their own personal physics laboratory at our expense. And the consequences don't matter. I mean, David Keith always says, well, we really don't want to do it because it's risky, and it has unintended consequences. But on the other hand, we must do the research. It's quite contradictory when we already know that this could cause severe damage.
Now, what about cancer and things of that sort? Is there any possibility that this could actually increase the incidence of cancer by altering our immune response?
It could. And see, and UVB radiation would do that. And that's the problem with ozone depletion, is that you talk about skin cancer and you talk about cancers also. So that's another end consequence on human health from this type of experiment. And the New York State talks about this. Their environmental department talks about what happens when you have UV radiation come down and you have this ozone depletion. And then you have these effects. So why are we going to be having these so-called scientists, a small group of them, impact all of us in this way? When did we become, when did the Earth and our lives and our crop production and our health become inconsequential?
Well, I think that people really must understand there's a group of intellectuals, not very many of them, but they're an intellectual elite who believe that they have the right to determine how we should live. And they really believe that there are too many people in the world. And if you doubt that, go up on the internet and type in population control agenda. Population control agenda, and we'll take you, as I did, to Elberton, Georgia, to see the Georgia Guidestones. You would think that that would certainly be... covered time and time again. Here's a monument put up by a secret society and dedicated to drastic reduction of the population of the world. The Georgia Guidestones in Elberton, I've been there, I've written about it. I think I was probably the first person to write about it. And it's an amazing, amazing story. And basically, there really are people out there, and there really are secret societies that want to dramatically reduce the population of the world. And certainly, one of the leaders of this movement is a man named, certainly, Bill Gates, and a multi-billionaire, investing a tremendous amount of money in this whole effort to limit the number of people in the world. And then we have to ask, well, if he's interested in limiting the number of people in the world, why is he so interested in these programs of spraying our atmosphere with potentially catastrophic consequences? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and Certainly, I realize, Rosalind, these are my views. I don't expect you to embrace them at all. But certainly, we need to point out this is certainly one explanation of what's going on. One could be they're stupid. Another people's explanation would be they know exactly what they're doing. They know the possible consequences, and they certainly are unconcerned about them.
Well, they're unconcerned about them because they want to conduct the experiment. They want to play God. They have the technology, but they have lost the moral and ethical compass of the consequences of what they're doing. And I think they're just divorced from it. They think they're above it or it won't happen to them.
We have the television.
And, you know, Bill Gates is promoting genetically modified crops here and around the world. He owns a portion of Monsanto. This is huge. And he's funding some of these geoengineering cloud whitening experiments. Other things, he's backing David Keith, which is the promoter of this sulfur project in New Mexico. I look at this from this perspective that we have, in other words, just because somebody is the founder of Microsoft and made a lot of money does not give them the right to determine that all of us should be used as guinea pigs or that the Earth and the Earth's environment should be used in that way. And to think that they hold sway just because they have money, well, when did they become gods? Money does not make a person a god who should decide these things for the rest of us. I mean, that's my objection here.
I agree with you totally, but then there are people out there who, if you get into this whole idea, that there really are people out there who think that they are God, that they have the right to play God, that they have the right to determine certainly what the future will hold for all of humanity. And of course, this takes us over into my story, The Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, you need to read it, you need to reread it, and hopefully it will change your perspective of the world forever. Well, anyway, Rosalind, Sydney, we only have a few minutes more, so you go ahead and share your thoughts on Sydney, these macabre experiments that they're doing and the disastrous effects. We're talking about really altering humanity and certainly the life of literally countless millions of people if there are complications, and they know what these
fix
things
the
are doing.
System.
That is what's so frightening. But, of course, I think, as you pointed out, this influences fertility. They know it influences fertility. Is that the real reason behind this? Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Do these people have the right to destroy the lives of people, not only in this country, throughout the world? And I would like to suggest they think they do. Go right ahead, Rosalind.
Well, I believe that they think they do as well. And it comes down to the people for you and I and other people deciding what we're willing to put up with and what we're willing not to accept. But we can't just lay down and accept something because it's going to impact the health of our families, our children, everyone.
Amen to that. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Go to two.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive.
The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice.
Oil at
judicialreformnow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed Rosalind Peterson and Sydney, her expose. Now, we have a wonderful DVD of Rosalind talking, and she brought a friend of hers along, and it's about an hour and a half DVD. It'll change the entire way you look at what's going on in the world. It's called Geoengineering. It's a DVD, Geoengineering, and it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we have Sydney had two DVDs put up by Mike Murphy. One is What in the World Are They Spraying? And the other is Why in the World Are We Spraying? And we have both of those. We have two tape sets on chemtrails. And you really need to get that information. You need to understand. They know exactly what they're doing. We have, Sydney, a DVD on weather as a weapon. Weather as a weapon. That's put out by our good friend Bob Fletcher. We have a book on weather warfare. We have a book on HAARP put out by a friend of ours who subsequently died. We have a four-tape set on HAARP. We have a four-tape set on weather. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. So there's a book on weather. There's a book on HAARP. There's a DVD, certainly, on weather as a weapon. Certainly, there's CDs on weather. There are four tape sets and four tape sets on HAARP, along with, of course, Geoengineering by Rosalind Peterson, and our four tape sets on chemtrails. And certainly the DVDs, What in the World Are They Spraying? Why in the World Are They Spraying? And you must understand that they are destroying our lives. You really need, of course, to see my DVD, Population Control, The Covert Agenda. Population Control, The Covert Agenda. It's a DVD. It's about an hour and a half. It will change the way you look at the world. We recommend it to you very, very strongly. Population Control, The Covert Agenda. Of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my DVD on The Dark Secret and another one on The Forbidden Secret. There's syllabuses that go with that. You need to get the information. You need to help us get it out. Now, I do need to remind you, if you're in the Colorado area, I will be talking on the 15th of September, and you need more information, why you can call our 800 number. John Malsby is going to be having us as a guest there, and we're hoping it's going to be a good turnout. And then, of course, on the 21st of October, we're having an all-day seminar, our yearly seminar here in the Central Coast of California. We're bringing in great speakers. And, of course, meeting's going to start at 8:15 and go to 6 o'clock. We're certainly going to have a lunch served. You're going to have reservations. And our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that you'll encourage other people to come to our seminar. We hope you'll encourage others to listen to our program. We're on the edge of a financial catastrophe. Certainly they are purposely and intentionally destroying the value of our currency. And basically it was John Adams who said that there's only two ways really to destroy a great nation. One is by military force, and the other is by debasing their currency. And that's exactly what they're doing today. They're intentionally, maliciously destroying the value of our currency, and we're having about a real 10% inflation. I mean, if you go down to the hardware to pick up the things and look what they're doing, you'll see the right prices going up, food supplies, clothing going up, lumber's going up, gasoline is going up, and they know exactly what they're doing. They're destroying the value of our currency. The whole idea is to impoverish our people, to impoverish the elderly. They destroy everything they've worked their whole life for. And you can help us by getting the information out. And, of course, if you listen to our programs, hopefully you'll have an idea what you can do at least to preserve what you have. And then we ask you to pray for America. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Show. It is 4 September 2012. Wow. Time is moving on. Thank you so much for being here today, being present and accounted for. I think you're going to be probably shocked in the next hour and surprised when you find out wheat is not what we think it is. Those of you who have celiac disease, those of you who have gluten intolerance, you do not want to miss Dr. William Davis. He is a cardiologist joining us in the next hour, and oh my gosh.